ridiculous message, not going to bore anyone with a ridiculous long commentary. We have right now is a very, very strong evidence we're going into a serious, one can consider it unthinkable, cataclysmic economic collapse, violence, murders, bloodshed, because we're in full-blown socialism right now. We have it because we got universal basic income. This is real socialism. There's strong evidence we're going into a fascist, Nazism, Marxism, whatever you want to call it, society. Don't have to look too far as to how this ends, because it's going to be complete catastrophe. All these socialist societies end up at the bottom of the barrel of prosperity. The transition is going to be very unruly and a significant amount of chaos. There's going to be a lot of, let's just say, major conflict with people and violence, murders, and major bloodshed. And this is without a military conflict on American soil. And that's still highly likely to unfold for many reasons. Don't want to get into all that, but evil and wickedness is about to be poured out on this world as a word of God describes, because the majority refuse to come to the righteousness and holiness. This is our problem right now. We have a spiritual problem. Don't be offended by the truth, but now is the time to seek refuge with God and not become his enemy, because he's not happy right now at all with the society. We're in such rebellion, taking pleasure in lots and lots of unrighteousness. That's what people are seeking after right now. God's going to give everyone what they want, and it's going to be in a great, huge amount of, let's say, evil and wickedness with just what I described, with murders and everything bad you can think of coming to this world, especially America. So we need to seek God now before it's too late. We need to turn from our old ways, the Bible says, and seek after holiness and righteousness and separate ourselves from this evil, wicked world right now before, so we can escape the second death. That's the Abuso Guyana, the Lake of Fire, also known as Hell. This is not an arm-twisting exercise whatsoever, but, you know, we have to do it with our own free will. Otherwise, it doesn't mean anything, so I just want to make that clear. We must give ourselves to the fact that, you know, we want to receive the love of the truth of God's word, and the Bible says, like, God be true and every man a liar, so we're all being deceived by everyone out there, and that's why we're supposed to follow him, not men and their lies. God says the world's wisdom is foolishness with God. Man's wisdom is foolishness. So we want to receive all the lies that we're getting right now and all the corruption. It's going to get so bad. There's going to be massive loss of lives. So this is something you really need to consider. And I just want to, you know, let you know, and you can leave a message if you want. And you can get to know these things with, you want to get right with God and whatever, it's up to you. But there's a very disaster times coming that are going to be unquestionably without, you know, major, major chaos, let's just put it that way. And the gates of, well, hell are going to be open very wide. And the road's very wide on that path. The narrow road is a narrow road with God. And that's the path you want to be on. So this is a contrarian, you know, deal. If you're a contrarian, then you want to follow the narrow road.